You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3 minutes past five, Carlton Membership Day here has been right across the programs on 1116 SEN. Time is ticking if you want to get in the running for that signed football. 1300 Carlton's the number to ring. Go into the running before 7:30 if you become a member. Get that three-game Carlton Membership package before 7:30 and the club will double your access to six games. Just $99. Get on board, 1300 Carlton. Another thing you want to hurry up and get on board with is LIV Golf Adelaide. Adelaide is the centre of the Australian sporting universe at the moment, of course, off the back of Gather Round. It's only a couple of weeks until outstanding players and a tournament that hit all the right spots last year comes back to town, April 26 to 28. Raging success, LIV Adelaide. Tickets are available at livgolf.com. Nick Haslam is the executive tournament director of LIV Golf, and he joins us. G'day, Nick.
Andy, how are you?
We're going well. Give us a sense for how flat chat you blokes are with everybody at the Grange getting this tournament. It was such a great success, getting it ready to be even better this year at the moment.
Yeah, we're busy, but look, it's looking great. This time last year, I felt like I didn't know how we were going to make it, but we got it done and the weather was kind to us and we got a hole in one. This year, we are a lot more organised, about a 50% increase in capacity. And the place is looking great.
How much bigger is the watering hole going to be? I've been tipped off that it might even be bigger, that the architecture around it might even be bigger, that it might be prepared to cater even more golf fans around there. Is there any truth to any of that?
Yeah, that's right. So about a 30% increase in the size of the scaffolding platforms and the marquees. And then public access, we've increased from, it doubled the size of the viewing platforms as well. So it'll be good. And then across the course, like another 50%. So it'll be hopefully, attendance-wise, on per day, the biggest golf tournament ever held in Australia.
And what would that mean? What type of numbers are we hoping to get?
Probably a bit, sort of 30 or a bit above each day, Gazy.
Well, that's outstanding.
That's amazing.
Those types of numbers. But I guess as you would expect when you've got these incredible golfing superstars coming in, what type of arrangements? We saw early days with LIV, they get the private jet and they're having all these parties when they're coming in. Are those types of arrangements still in place for the players when they arrive to these tournaments?
It's pretty funny how it happens. I mean, we booked them all, flights, but often, last year we didn't know when they were exactly going to arrive, and it was Gather Round weekend, and we were just hearing about private jets arriving at Adelaide Airport, and I was downstairs over listening a couple of the volunteers, and he was saying to his mate that he just picked up Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky from Adelaide Airport, so. It's how they travel around. It's pretty exciting and just a great event to be a part of.
With
that sort of caliber players playing.
Yeah, and we've got the Masters starting this week, and I was reading an article, and you are basically the antithesis of the Masters by the sound of things, because you can't have phones there. There's certain things you're not allowed to yell out to the players, and some of them are just basic stuff that you would think that would be the norm. Is that something that these players, they go from, some of them were going from there to what you're offering? What's the feedback like? Now, I know they publicly they've been pretty positive, but does it take some adjusting for the players to deal with the type of atmosphere that you're creating?
Oh, look, I think they're pretty used to it now. I think they've had 29 tournaments to date, Gazy. And
none like Adelaide.
There's a relaxed feeling here. We had a little highlights reel that, you know, they talked about how when LIV Golf came to Adelaide, it was that LIV Golf's arrived, and they loved it. There was some, I mean, we had Fisher come on, the DJ come on Friday, who yelled out some pretty colourful commentary to the likes of Phil Mickelson, but it was all sort of taken in good humour, and the quality of golf certainly didn't drop away. It was a brilliant golf tournament, and they had a lot of fun doing it.
Nick, as an executive tournament director of one of their events, what's it like dealing with the executive kind of powers at LIV? Do you get access to the absolute front office of those who are running this organisation?
Well, look, it's the thing about LIV is that they like to control the look and the feel of the event. Andy, and you'd probably, if you were able to come to the event, the quality of the finishing and the level we need to get to with the tournament and the signage, and it is, F1's probably set the benchmark for that in Australia, and it's certainly up there at that type of level, if not more intense. So the international team are very involved in every tournament, and for me that means lots of early morning calls with the US, and then Saudi come online at about 2 or 3 o'clock, and then it's the UK after that. So yeah, it's they're really heavily involved, and you know, you've got some pretty impressive people involved. So it's been quite a ride. It's been great.
I reckon you got a bit of an opportunity this year, Nick. The way that some of the behaviour we saw at Phoenix, which is kind of like the ground zero for this sort of stuff, the Phoenix Open last year was really poor, and it shed a really bad light on that tournament. They've got some ground to make up, I reckon, when they get around next year. It clearly, you know, at a thing like the Watering Hole, you want everyone to be having a great time, but you don't want them going too far. How do you make sure that the behaviour is, you know, boisterous and loud and noisy and live in nature, but not going beyond the kind of acceptable level?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's no doubt that we spent a bit of time looking at what didn't go well for base management this year, and how can we, I guess, make sure people are having a good time, but in moderation. And there's lots of different elements. There's probably a heightened security focus there, and I won't talk about that in too much detail, other than just making sure people are being responsible.
Yep.
And then there's probably an element of the MCs on the whole, you know, good at pumping up the crowd, but just making sure that people are behaving appropriately. And we're pretty confident that will happen. We've worked really closely with local police, SA Tourism Commission, who obviously did a great job to gather around. But it's about setting the expectations early that if people are not doing the right thing, they're not going to be able to stay. Yep.
Is the format of LIV Golf as we see it right now, do you think that's going to be the way it is for the long haul, or do you see some tweaking and some evolution of the tournaments?
Oh, there's absolutely evolution and tweaking the whole time. It's about how they can make the fan experience better. And one of the things about LIV Golf is they've really designed it around how they can attract a wider audience. So that's why it's a shorter event. You know, it tees off at 11:15 for us. It'll be done at 4:30. There's a concert after. All the things that traditionally golf tournaments probably have been something that starts at 7 o'clock and goes through to 8 p.m. And look, I love Test cricket, and that's a good example perhaps of there'll always be a place for that, but it's about doing things differently. So they'll continue to look to innovate. We've got a couple of things this year. We've got a double-decker driving range, which, again, we think normally the players might not like that, but the players are up for it. So it means that three teams will be hitting off the top level of a hospitality structure in the warm-up. So, you know, there's going to be and then there's a super high-end dinner on the Friday night where we'll be having, you know, some really, you know, heavy hitters to attend that and attend the Watering Hole at night time. So there's always things we're looking to do differently to attract different audiences that may not have, you know, been golf fans their whole life. And last year we had, I think, over 30% of people had never been to a golf tournament before.
That's what LIV's going to do, I reckon. That is one of the things that will definitely sort of cut through and attract that sports fan or just a fan of an event. There's no doubt about that. We're talking to Nick Haslam, Executive Tournament Director, LIV Golf. How much access do you get to some of the players? I mean, obviously there's some, you know, huge names that are already established from day one, but then John Rahm comes on board. Do you get a limited amount of time with him to use from a promotional perspective, or is that stuff kind of controlled elsewhere?
It's it's all about getting access to the players. There's probably no secret in that these guys are, you know, well looked after to be playing LIV Golf, and accordingly they're contracted to get access to. And John Rahm's one of the guys that's going to be speaking at this dinner that we've got on the Friday night. So it's great. I've come from an AFL background, so those guys are great with their appearances, but the access to the players is solid. And for those people who come to the event, they really do get close to the players.
Yeah.
There's appearances they'll be doing all through the week. SA Tourism Commission obviously involved in getting them to destinations around the country. Around the state. So the access is actually quite good, and they've been great to work with.
So you've been around sport a long time. You're an SA local. We just lived through Gather Round for the second time, and then a couple of weeks later, you kind of whack. Live on top of that. What are these major sporting events doing for the perception within Adelaide and South Australia of itself?
I think everyone's pretty happy with Premier Malinauskas at the moment.
Yeah.
he's had a crack and probably taken a bit of risk in the investment for both Gather Round, but particularly LIV Golf, and I think it's paid off. And people are happy to be here. I've got lots of mates who live in Sydney and Melbourne who came back last week and will be coming in a couple of weeks' time. So the feeling around here is great. And we're just hoping we get everything works smooth and we have another great event.
And still a couple of tickets left. It's sort of hard to believe, really. But maybe people have been focusing on the footy and they'll turn their attention to LIV now.
Yeah,
but still a couple of tickets left?
Look, it's been really strong. Saturday's sold out. Friday we're about 85% through, and Sunday 95% through. So we're confident we'll get there, but there are still some grounds available and very, very limited hospitality.
What does it cost to go?
$70.
$70 for a day pass.
So $70 for a ground pass. Super affordable, I think, for the quality of not only the golf but the fan village and the outright concert we've got each day. We've got Tones and I on Friday, Fisher on Saturday, and Flight Facilities Sunday night.
Yeah, no, you get a bit of bang for your buck. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
LIVGolf.com is the place to go. It doesn't sound like there's many left. Certainly for the Saturday, they're gone, but the Friday and the Sunday, there's still a couple. So if you're thinking about it, maybe send a little WhatsApp message to your mates and lock in some numbers and head to LIVGolf.com if you want to pick up the remaining tickets. Nick, it'll get honest. The Grange, I know they get themselves right up for this. It's something the golf club's really proud of, and to be able to host these players and, showcase one of Australia's great golf courses in Adelaide to players of the calibre is a great opportunity for everybody at the Grange, and they'll no doubt do another super job for you. Good luck. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Nick Haslam, the Executive Tournament Director of LIV Golf. Would you go? Like, is it something? If it was,
yeah, I would. If it was here in Melbourne, obviously don't have the available time to travel to South Australia. But if it was here in Melbourne, I'd love to go and see it.
Get a sense for
it. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.